never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And it's going to be the boogie nights for us tonight, huh?
Yeah, you know, tonight it's the annual Christmas party.
Hello?
Hello?
Anyone? Is
Hello?
On?
Hello?
Is this live radio or are we taping this?
Who cares? Actually, we are attempting to compress real time to MP3 files each segment of the show.
Yep.
And we're going to try to post this up on the website. And we also have a new function that Mike Hell will be performing at the end of every show, which is to do a follow-up newsletter for the show, kind of giving you what happened in case you missed any part of the show. Because I'm sure most of you are glued to the radio for an hour and 45 minutes.
And people always say, you know what I missed? Like the last thing we just did about Ethernet. What did he say about what pins where? I didn't write it down in time.
Bada bing.
And, you know, we have links before the show, and you can check that out any time, but there's a lot of stuff that comes up during the show that we never get out there, so now we're gonna.
Here's something that's coming up during the show too. We're gonna be filming or shooting in the next two next two shows of our television show, the next two episodes.
Yes.
Of Technophobia. By the way, episode 3's rerun is tonight after the. It's usually at 4 o'clock on Cox 9. It's gonna be after the high school football finals.
It's like a divisional championship thing or whatever. So right after that, and it's probably around 6 o'clock ish.
And it's you got to check it out. We got cool video from Condex.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff. It's their Condex show and some other good stuff.
I haven't watched that one yet. It's in my TiVo waiting for me, though.
And I think we show you how a hard drive works. I actually got a hard drive pulled apart, and you can see it flipping around and stuff.
Yeah.
Or something.
I was the hand model for that.
And if you're interested in being on the show, either by phone or by webcam, let us know either by mail or through our website, or if you go to datadoctors.com/TV, there's a participate link.
Uh-huh.
We'd love to have you on the show. If you have a webcam and can be with us during the day, during the shooting or during the taping, Wednesday, mid-morning, early
fifth
afternoon.
Wednesday coming up.
Webcam or phone. Let us know. We'll get you on the air with us. You'd be on television.
It's pretty cool. We've done it a few times. And if you don't know what we're talking about, check out the show tonight at 6 to see what we're talking about. And maybe you want to jump in and do it.
Cox 9. And if you have DirecTV, I'm sorry. You must get cable. To the phones or to the email? How about to the email? That Tony?
Oh, yeah. Tony writes, hey, when I send an email to my sister on my mail station, she gets a message, unsupported MIME type. What does this mean, and how can I correct it? And what anybody who's not familiar with the mail station, it's a box for people who don't want to have a computer to check email, and it basically is just nothing more than a little email appliance.
Looks like an old teletype machine.
Yeah, you plug it into a phone line, and it has a little tiny screen on it, and you can read email and send email. It's not a computer at all. It's only for that one purpose. And people have asked us before, is this a good thing, a bad thing? And we've told them, well, it can be an okay thing for very basic messaging and stuff, but not if you're going to want to try to send attachments and photos and do all the things
or
that people use email for.
HTML mail.
And basically, Tony is asking telling us exactly what we told you, which is, if you have this, you may have problems receiving email from people because it's not a computer and it's not capable of displaying all kinds of things.
Tony, I'm assuming it's just you're on Cox.net, which is a very good thing. I'm assuming you're using a program called Outlook Express. If you look in the settings for the mail, for the format of the mail, there's an option for you to set it for simple text or plain text.
Yeah.
Try that.
The default is HTML.
Right.
And that's as far as message composing or message sending. You want to change it to plain text.
And see if that helps. And if not, you can actually delve further into the MIME settings. If you just go to the help button, and I'm assuming, so that's why I'm being real general here, I'm assuming you're using Outlook Express. If you're using something else, go to the help menu, go to the index, and type in MIME, and it will show you where in the program you can make changes to the MIME settings so that you can try the different things so that that person can get your messages.
Good luck.
Or something. Shall we? To the phones?
To the phones we shall. Wait a minute. We got...
Is it Lewis?
Yeah, we've got... No. And we got about a minute before we got to go to break.
So do you want to tease it?
Okay. Have we done our web tech? Yeah, we did that. We got...
We didn't do our high-speed website of the week, but we got to do that after we come back.
Yeah, let's find out. Lewis, welcome to the computer corner, by the way. What's the question you have?
I need to determine that my PC COM port number 1 is working so I can use it to upgrade my digital TV set-top box.
Whoa. That's pretty geeky.
Cool. Okay. Tell you what.
Come on.
We're going to throw you back on hold if you don't mind holding through the quick break.
I've gone this far.
All right. Hold on. And when we come back, we're going to answer that question, how to find out if your COM port is working and what you can do if it's not. Also, our Cox high-speed website of the week and a few more of your calls and questions.
Yeah, this week's high-speed website of the week is an amazingly beautiful and ambitious online creative project. As per Mike Hell, she found this one. It was pretty cool. Hey, we're talking about geek gifts, or we did, or we've talked about it a little bit, but we've got lots and lots of resources on our website, datadoctors.com/radio, and you'll see all of today's links, including these Geek Speak of the Week and the free downloads and all the resources if you're looking for that last-minute gift for your geek or geekettes in your life.
It's the Computer Corner back after the news with the live, local, and first leader here in the Valley, News Radio 620 KTAR.